Now, Dr. Sarah Azer is surgical resident at Vincent St. Vincent's Hospital in Melbourne. She's in Christchurch attending a medical conference when the earthquake struck. She's put her expertise to use and has been helping earthquake victims. Dr. Azer, spoke to Bridget Glanville.
As soon as the quake hit, we all sort of ran out into the middle of the street outside the convention centre, and soon after, a few minutes after, there was a second aftershock, and we congregated in the park in the middle of the CBD, and I could see in the distance down the streets sort of adjacent to the park that there was rubble everywhere and clearly there were injured people. And my colleague, Dr. Monique Bastow, and I sort of looked at each other and knew we couldn't just stand there in the park and do nothing.
Yeah, what did you do? Just get in and pull people out?
We just went up to a police officer and we said, we're doctors, we want to do something. You let us know where you need us and we'll go. So he said, well, the cathedral is, you know, in ruins. We're going to need you there. We don't know how many people are in there. So we ran down the street to the front of the cathedral. On the way there, you know, there were people lying in the street with cuts. There was a man that looked like he had a pretty serious fracture, probably of both legs, of both bones in his leg. We tried to help them, you know, we tried to splint his leg, get them stable, and told them to wait for assistance and kind of tee them up with a paramedic. And from there, waited outside the cathedral to get the go-ahead to go in, but that go-ahead never came. It was just too dangerous.
Were you able to do a lot with? You wouldn't have had sort of equipment on you or medical kit.
While we were waiting for the structural engineers to do their job, we were running up to hotel entrances and different people in the street, grabbing first aid kits. We got planks of wood to use as splints. We grabbed towels and tea towels to use as bandages and slings. Whatever we could find, we tried to make do with. And, I mean, we barely even had gloves to use to protect ourselves treating people, but we made do, and people were, you know, outstanding in helping us with our supplies.
And as a doctor, and you've worked in emergency medicine, not how did it compare, but when you were doing it, what was going through your head, the scale of it?
I can't even begin to describe how surreal it is to be standing outside a hotel and actually visibly see the building moving with people in the windows looking down at us, you know, screaming out for help, and us wondering whether that building's actually going to fall at any minute. Nothing, you know, nothing in our medical training, you know, prepares you for this, but all you can do is employ the basics that you're taught in that situation. And those basics apply no matter where you are. But the devastation in the street, the rubble and the bodies that were under that rubble was shocking.
Dr. Sarah Azer, a doctor from Melbourne, who's in Christchurch, speaking to Bridget Glanville.